You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. And we are in the middle of a study that I just taught online this last Wednesday at Island Community Church. Here it is. It's Tuesday already. Tomorrow we'll be back again as we continue this chapter 11, and we'll be in chapter 12 as well if we make it that far. I invite you to come in online to the Island Community Church Facebook page. For more info on that, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. If you're not up to speed on that, or if you can't find it, just let me know and I'll help you find that. It's live. You can watch it from the comfort of your living room Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And we're in Revelation chapter 11. That's where we're at today. We're going to continue. This is a 50-minute message here, teaching, really. It's a teaching. It's a little bit different than the sermons you normally hear on this program because it's a teaching. We're studying the Word of God together. Everyone's got their Bibles open, at least I assume. I was all alone recording this. But that's why the format's a little different, and I encourage you to do the same because we're living in the age now where there's no more important study than this. Bible prophecy, the signs pointing to Jesus' return, history repeating itself. We're going to start looking at the last time. You know, did you know that there's been a time before when it didn't rain for 3.5 years due to a man who had the power to do that? That's where we're going to start this message here today. Let me ask the question, though I'm getting ahead of myself just a little, but let me ask the question. Has there ever been a time before this when it didn't rain for 3.5 years? We're going to see here in a minute, for those of you not familiar with this text, that these two have the power to shut heaven so that it doesn't rain for that time period. And I ask the question, has there ever been a time before that it didn't rain for 3.5 years? Answer? We'll let the Son of God answer that question himself. It's found, if you're writing down, write this note down. Do some of these studies on your own. Luke chapter 4, verse 24. Then he said, this is Jesus speaking, assuredly, I say to you that no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. So Jesus said that Elijah had the power and used it. Not only did he have the power, he used it to shut heaven for 3.5 years so that it wouldn't rain. Now, James said this. He is the half-brother of Jesus. James chapter 5, verse 17 says this. It says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain.
And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So do you see now why I said from the beginning how important this number 3.5 is? Or 3.5 years. It's half of 7. 7 is the number of the years of the tribulation. 3.5 is the number of years these two witnesses prophesy. Remember, we just looked at that, didn't we? They will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. So the time is coming that these two mysterious, and it's not that that much of a mystery. We've seen two people in the past do both of these things before. We just looked plain and clear. Make no mistake about it. Elijah has had the power in the past, and I believe he will again. We're looking for Elijah. Jesus said, God said in the end of Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, God says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." We're looking for also Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. They said, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And Jesus says, truly, Elijah is coming, or Elijah is still coming. And yet they did to him as they wished. That was a double prophecy. We're waiting for Elijah to come back, not just because we're guessing, because the Bible says that Elijah is going to come back. That's why we're looking for his return. And it's awful mysterious how one of these guys is going to do exactly the same thing that Elijah did. So interesting, isn't it? How about you? What do you think about that? Are you able to send me a message on there if you agree that Elijah could be one of these two witnesses? If so, who do you think the second one is? Have you seen anywhere in the Old Testament from what we just read where someone else had the ability to do that? Three and a half. 3.5 is the number of years the two witnesses prophesy. 3.5 is also the number of years the Antichrist rules. Did you know that? Check this out, Revelation 13. There also is another one in Daniel, I think it's chapter 7, where it says that the saints are given into his hand for a time, times, and the dividing of time. Again, that's the fourth way of looking at that. Time, times, and half a time is 3.5 years. Here, Revelation 13:5, it says he has the power to continue. My Bible translation says he has the power to make war for 42 months, 3.5 years. All right, let's move on to verse 4 here. And the next question I posed earlier, does the Bible say who these two people are? And it does, but it just doesn't give you their names. Notice the first two words in verse 4. See what they are? Revelation 11:4, what does it say? It says, "These are." You want to know who they are? These are those two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Now, if you've got a good Bible, and I hope you do, you'll notice a cross-reference right there at that text. Maybe you got a little subscript or a center column reference Bible like this, with just every verse here has got a reference here in the middle that'll send you on a bunny trail when you want to do one. Well, the bunny trail that this text will send you on will send you to the Old Testament prophet Zechariah in chapter 4. Listen to this. Zechariah, if you'd like to turn there, I believe it's the next to last book in the Old Testament, right before Malachi, is Zechariah. Yes, I'm not a liar. Zechariah, Malachi. He told them who they are. He just didn't call them by name. Called them by, well, let's look at it. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who was waking out of his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? So I said, I am looking and I see a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one on the right and one on the left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said, do you not know what these are? Get how he expected him to understand this. So I said, no, I don't feel too bad. I don't get it either. And I've got 20 years on this text. So he says, don't you know what these are? And I answered, no, my Lord. So he answered me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So the important things here, he says, these are the two lampstands and two olive trees, which we took Revelation 11:4. He's telling you, he's giving you a clue who these people are. He says, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands. Zechariah chapter 4, it says, these two olive trees and two lampstands. So, we don't know who it is, but we know that they were alive during Zechariah's time. That's what's important for you to see and understand. And that is, the Bible is supernatural. These guys were alive then. It's not going to be regular, run-of-the-mill, flesh and blood people that are going to be these two witnesses. Everyone in the book of Revelation, all of God's end times characters are supernatural. And these guys are. These guys were alive in 444 BC when Zechariah, son of Iddo, was the prophet here in town. Now, even John didn't understand it. Or actually, the person here, Zechariah, didn't understand it. So I'm and you and me were in good company. So I don't know. He expects them to understand. Same as like when Jesus said, are you the teacher in Israel? You don't understand? He said to, what's his name there in John chapter 3? Let me move on. He expected him to understand here. He says, you don't understand this? Do you not know what these are? And I said, no. So he answered and said, thus, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The thing to understand, they're supernatural. Let me clue you in on a tidbit of information. If you can open up your mouth like Spot on the Munsters and have flames come out of your nostrils and kill your enemies, that and you, my friend, are supernatural. All God's end times players are supernatural. Look at the origins of Antichrist. We just looked at this. Where it says, actually, we're about to.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, today's